and the finger roll is good. John Shelley with 102 points. We have a full timeout called by Jeremy Majeski and the Lakers, 58-34, Harbor Beach by 24 with 5:55 left in the fourth quarter.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Harbor Beach leads 58-34 with 5:48 left in the fourth quarter. Brandon Wisner brings it up for Lakers, dribbling all the way down, and they're going to call that a double dribble. Indeed, it was. Well, John, you said Harbor Beach was balanced thus far. Josh Schelke has 20 points. Cody Seaman with 17. Dalton Ogie with 14. They have 22 rebounds, 11 defensive, 11 offensive, as Brady Kirsch brings it up the court for Harbor Beach. Over to Cody Seaman, left wing.
Whatever Coach Rubel said at halftime, it worked.
It was 29-24 at halftime. Harbor Beach was leading by 5 points. Now it's 24. As Dalton Ogie's pass to Schelke goes out of bounds. Lakers inbound to Keegan Valentine to Brendan Wisner. 5:20 left in the fourth. Dakota Valentine, high post. Going to take himself down the lane. Goes up for the layup, and it falls. Dakota Valentine in double digits with 10 points. 58-36, 22-point difference. Austin Seltz breaks the press over to Josh Schelke, right wing. Up to Dalton Ogie on the give and go. In for 2 points. That's about pretty. 4 inches away from being a slam dunk.
Hockey gives 2 assists out. Maybe basketball should, too.
Brennan Wisner bringing up court. The body language here of Lakers is starting to show. Trent Cunningham can't hang on to it, but it falls in the hands of Keegan Valentine in the corner, and we have a whistle. It's going to be on the floor. It'll be the fifth team foul for Harbor Beach. And it appears to be against Austin Seltz, I do believe.
That would be 4.
That's 4 fouls for the senior. He has 2 points, so he checks out. Devin Lemansky checks back in. Haven't seen Devin Lemansky since about the first half. Trent Cunningham inbounds it to Dakota Valentine for the mid-range jump shot, and it sinks it. Dakota Valentine with 12.
He's got a pretty shot, doesn't he?
60-38, yes indeed. Lemansky feeds into Ogie, back out to Schelke, right wing, goes to back to Ogie in the right block this time against fading away, goes up for the jump shot, counted, and the foul, and it sends Dalton Ogie back to the line for an and-one situation. Goes against Dakota Valentine, his third, team's ninth, the rest of the way out. Harbor Beach will be shooting 2 free throws regardless. John Carl replaces Dakota Valentine with 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in the fourth. 62-38, Harbor Beach leads by 24. Largest, ties the largest lead of the night. Free throw is no good for Ogie, into the hands, long rebound to the hands of Lakers. Their first rebound of this fourth quarter. Shot is no good. Rebound, Dalton Ogie. Cody Seaman over to Kirsch, left wing. Trying to feed into the block, nothing there. Back over to Schelke, right wing. Let's try it from this side. Schelke drives into the lane, goes over to Devin Lemansky, right block. Shot is blocked by Seth Bowles, and now we have a whistle as Seth Bowles brings down the rebound. And this will be against Harbor Beach. And it goes against Devin Lemanski, his third, and Harbor Beach's sixth. Number 24 checks in for Lakers. That's Bailey Krucheski. We apologize for saying that name wrong. There's about 18 consonants in that name. 62-38.
Brandon Wisner bringing the ball up at point guard like he's done all night.
See that or Krasuski, I'm not sure. We'll find out as Cody Seaman just straight up swipes the ball away from Brennan Wisner, and then Wisner fouls as he's trying to save it. That's the second against Wisner and the team's 10th. So we walk the length of the court to the left side of your radio, and Cody Seaman go to the line for two shots.
Well, it's not hard to do to compound one mistake with another. He's a freshman. He's going to be something special. Three more years to get to watch this young man.
First free throw from Cody Seaman, no good. So the score remains 62-38, Harbor Beach by 24 points. 3:39 left in the fourth. Second free throw is up, and this one is good. Cody Seaman 3-for-4 from the free throw line on the night. 63-25, largest lead of the night for Harbor Beach. Brennan Wisner drives right down the lane on the right side, sinks it. Brings it back within 23. As Cody Seaman drives down the baseline, can't get that one to fall. And it's brought in by Krucheski. All the way down to the left wing, back up to Seth Bowles, top of the key to Brandon Wisner to the right wing. To Keegan Valentine for three, he nails it. Keegan Valentine with 6 points on the night. Both for threes. 63-43, a 20-point lead for the Pirates. Jim starting to lose a little energy here.
Yeah, everyone knows it's all over but the shouting.
2:45 left in the fourth, 63-43. Lakers trail by 20 points.
Harvey Beach is going to just work some time off the clock.
Working around the perimeter to Brady Kirsch, right wing. Screen set by Gaffke. He dives down to the corner. Kirsch dribbles up to the top. 2.5 to play in the fourth. Josh Schelke with it now. Dribbling all the way down to the baseline into the corner. Retreats now, just picks up his dribble just inside the three-point line, gives it to Seaman at the left elbow, back up to Kirsch. To Schelke, right wing, drives down the lane, goes up for the shot. He is fouled, and he'll be going to the line for two shots. And the foul is against number 52, John Carl. He's in the books with the foul. Double bonus situation for Schelke regardless. First free throw is up, and this one's good. Substitutions for Harbor Beach. Number 31, Evan Oswald, replaces Cody Seaman. And number 15, Jacob Finkel, replaces Brady Kirsch. Drew Schuller replaces Keegan Valentine. And Seth Bowles and Dakota Valentine all sit down. Dakota Valentine probably displayed his last moments as a Laker in basketball. Second free throw from Schelke. Off the iron, rebound by Brennan Wisner. Wisner at the right wing. Up to the top of the key. 2:05 left in the fourth. 64-43, and we have a offensive.
Illegal screen.
Illegal screen against John Carl. So that'll be his second. Ball control foul, so Harbor Beach will get it 90 feet thrown hoop. Jacob Finkel inbounds it to Josh Schelke. 2 minutes remain. 64-43. Harbor Beach leads by 21 points. Jacob Finkel, left corner, to Gaffke, to the right wing, to Lemanski. Finkel, left wing, to Lemanski in the right block. Goes up for the shot, nothing called there, and rebound brought in by John Carl. And we have a whistle. Didn't even see what anything was, and it's gonna be a timeout called by Lakers. Full timeout called by Lakers with 1:39 left, 64-43. Harbor Beach leads.
So you just set a school record? Great. It might be one for the books, but it's all for naught without good sportsmanship. That record will be topped one day, but showing respect, integrity, and class along the way will always be remembered. Nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Your local home.